In the frozen Arctic region of East Siberia, teams from the Russian oil company Rosneft work in numbing minus 40 degree cold, digging exploration wells. The massive Vankor field promises to be one of the largest in Russia. Russia's oil and gas remain the backbone of its economy, but production growth is slowing. Last year, according to analysis of government statistics by The Economist, oil production rose just 2.6%. But Russia's gross domestic product hit a six-year high in the first quarter of this year, rising 7.9% compared to 5% in the same period last year. There was major growth in construction, manufacturing, and trade. And here's one of the major reasons, Russia's consumers. Just take a look at Moscow's newest mall, the European, Yevropeisky, one of the biggest in Europe. Here in Moscow and across Russia, shoppers are flocking to malls like these. Russians have more and more disposable income, and they're spending it like there's no tomorrow. Retail sales are up 13.5% this quarter over the same period last year. Imports of goods and services up nearly 37%. Last year, domestic credit in Russia grew more than 46%. Alexander Goncharuk is part of that growth. He's president of the Russian corporation Sistema, a $20 billion conglomerate with five companies in 10 industries, including telecommunications, construction, and services.
The service sector is growing very strongly, unbelievably fast. The purchasing power of consumers is increasing, and that's stimulating growth in that sector. And in the past year, the business climate has seriously improved. It's become predictable and more stable.
This June at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, President Putin told CEOs from major global corporations, Russia is gradually integrating with the world economy. Another message, the government's economic strategy isn't focused just on oil and gas. Russia intends to become a high-tech and industrial leader. For now, Russia's economy and the purchasing power of consumers remain dependent on global oil prices. If those prices stay high, Russians will continue to have more to spend, and the consumer boom will go on. Jill Doherty, CNN Moscow.